This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's read the first verse again, verse 14. For Christ's love compels us. What compels you? What drives you? You know, most people would say, well, I'm driven to make a living. Some people are driven by ambition. Some people are driven by lust. Some people are driven by a lot of things in life, to beat somebody and compete with somebody. Competition drives them. And Paul says, the love of Christ compels us. I found out the word compel literally means where you take your two hands together and you hold something together to keep it from falling apart. That's the word that's used in the Greek, and it holds us together, and it's the love of Christ that holds you together and holds me together emotionally and spiritually. Look at verse 15. And he, Jesus, died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. It may come as a newsflash to somebody, but we're not called to live for ourselves. We're called to live for him who died for us and who was raised again. I want to spend some time on verse 16, and this is a little edgy for some people at first service. Maybe it offended some people, but I'm going to share what I shared then too. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. What's it mean to regard somebody from a worldly point of view? Some people look at everybody else politically. Is he a Republican? Do you know if she's a Democrat? We look at people politically. What are their political views? Other people look at people racially. Other people look educationally. How much education does he have? Well, how far did she go in school? And we look at people that way. We look at people economically, educationally. And then I surprise people because I wasn't going in the way they thought I was with this, but people look at other people sexually. And it's not just the male-female thing, even though that's included in that. But years ago, a man came up to me and said, Randy, I need help. He said, I can't look at a woman without looking at her in a sexual way. He says, I've sexualized every woman that I meet, every woman I talk to. And I said, well, you need some counseling, first of all, I'll tell you that. But you need to ask the Lord to change the way you look at women. You need to ask God to help you change the way you look at women. And you know what? I think he made some progress. That he came to the place where he was able to not regard them from a worldly point of view, not look at people politically, economically, educationally, or sexually, but look at them as God looks at them, as people who need forgiveness and people who are not whole and not complete without the good news of Christ in their lives. You see, the word reconciliation means a mutual change of attitude. And God has invaded your heart and mind to accomplish this purpose. He takes the initiative. And this is one of the deep and abiding teachings of the New Testament, one which must never be ignored if we hope to understand God and his ways. We have been reconciled to God. Look at verse 17. This is a life changer for somebody today. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. God is not interested in rehabbing your life. Anybody ever rehabbed a house? You ever rehabbed a room? You ever painted a room? You ever wallpapered a room? You ever redecorated a house? You know what I'm talking about. God's not interested in redecorating your life or mine. He's interested in making you a brand new man or a brand new woman. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. There's a new beginning.
Well, if that statement is true, coming to Christ is the most radical change that can happen in a man or woman's life. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know, I hope, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.